I am love.
Many of us have experienced seeing ourselves judging others. I have seen the most wonderful of teachers and authors be judged when people had no idea who they truly were. We seem to come with a ready-made image of what a teacher on the spiritual path should look like, live, and how they should be in the world. If this person acts in any way off what we have been programmed to think a spiritual teacher should act, or B, we should all over them. Do not let appearances fool you. Many teachers of light and even enlightened masters were and are quite outrageous in their personalities. And this is because certain outrageous comments are necessary when teaching to help certain individuals to wake up and get off that shoreline. Spiritual teachers do not care if you like them or not. Only that you get it. That is all a true teacher of light desires, to help us wake up and become strong swimmers. They are like the gladiators of lifeguards, strong enough to come back for those who are caught in the riptides, and they dissolve any negative illusion that will prevent them from saving us. I have a friend who is so filled with light, and not many around her seem to be aware of who she really is. When I first met her, I recognized who she was, and my love for her was deep, immediate, and passionate. It is a different kind of love from romantic love, and yet it can have a profound effect upon us, as does romantic passionate love when first experienced. When we meet someone who is oscillating at a high vibration, and we see and feel their light, our love is immediate and real. I have often said to her that if she were born a man, I would have married her on our first meeting. Our friendship and love is pure, and we do not expect anything from each other in return. Just to get to hang out with each other is always a gift. Speaking of love can be a challenge in level two, as we truly desire to love others from a place of spiritual love. However, because we still have fear, we can still have expectations and a need for love to be returned. We may not as yet really have embodied the fact that we all have all the love we could ever require in a million, trillion lifetimes right here in the sea. But we may at level two still feel a need for reciprocation, even if we do not think so. When we give a gift or do something for someone, we still may unconsciously expect something in return energetically. We may still be trading, expecting something in return, and this can bring us down, bring down our power, bring down our energy and oscillation when we are first swimming in this beautiful sea. It is so important to learn to love from a place of not expecting, so that our consciousness will be raised to higher levels. So how do we discern whether the love we are giving, whether in romantic relationships, gift giving, or doing some action for someone, is human love or spiritual divine love? This can get a little tricky, and it's a really good question to ask. One of the simplest things we can do is to ask, do I expect reciprocation? If we do, it is human love, not divine love, or finite love, not infinite love. We cannot feel deep fulfillment and peace from a gift or from expressions of love given when we know the person is expecting something from us in return and vice versa. The love that gives true satisfaction and joy is the love where we do not expect anything in return. This love comes straight from the soul, straight from the heart, with no desire or thought of reciprocation. This can be our guide. When we truly give love in any form, whether through act or gift, and we do it from not expecting anything in return, it is pure and beautiful. we have already received, as we have received the gift of getting to give and getting to love. We can take no credit for the love we give because we have come to realize in our hearts that the love we give comes directly to us, through us, from infinite love. Not from our human self, who is always being a scallywag and expects so much in return. Now, we can also use this guide in our work and career. If we do our work without needing or expecting anything in return, besides, of course, the money we earn, we will be successful. It is in doing a job well that we receive the fulfillment, and so it is with love. When we can love another simply to be able to have the gift of loving, our life will always be fulfilled and disappointment will vanish from our experience. The trick is to have no attachment to the outcome and live in the now. Make each now special. Now is the place where love lives. I recently received some beautiful flowers from a friend and had no idea I was to receive these flowers. And my heart was so truly touched by this beautiful gesture. This gift was a gift of simply giving and filled me with such gratitude and joy. The more we love with no thought of return, we will find that all the love and rewards will come to us anyway, and more powerfully, because we did not love or do our work for reward only. We no longer live a life only to get. At level 2, we oscillate between these feelings quite frequently. So before we do anything, if we're confused about our intentions, just ask, am I really loving this person? Or am I doing this act or giving this gift as a trade? Do I want or expect anything at all in return? This is a powerful question and will alter our actions dramatically. Now, let's talk about someone who truly comes from divine love. There have been teachers in our time who teach simply because they love and live in human form, only to help us to wake up to the light. To be close to enlightenment is very rare and precious. We do not always recognize these teachers, nor even get to meet them. We can experience their divine love and receive their gifts of higher consciousness through their teachings esoterically. Even if we are quite clogged, we can still be raised up and feel better, even when we are not aware of why we feel good. I have been truly blessed and privileged to meet such a teacher. One day after a beautiful meditation class, this beautiful enlightened teacher, see level 5 or wait until you get to level 5. No, don't skip the tracks and get to level 5. Please listen to each chapter in the way that they go. 1, 2, 3. No, seriously, don't jump to level 5. But we'll talk about enlightened teachers more in level 5. Hang in there and keep listening. So anyway, this beautiful enlightened teacher had gold light flowing from her while speaking to individuals who, because they were too clogged, did not see or know that a divine presence was right in front of them. There was actually light beaming there right in front of them. These people spoke to her as if she were just some ordinary woman. They had no idea who she was, and yet I know they felt her light. They could not as yet see her light, but we could all tell that they felt it. Some friends and I stood by with tears of bliss running down our faces, while others just walked on by. To feel and actually see everything begin to dissolve in gold around her was an experience indeed, as the light from the sea of eternity through her was and is amazing grace. May this book and the intention behind it help us all to see and feel divine love. Let this love shine through and out into the world, and then we can experience heaven on earth as the veil of illusion disappears. I have also been blessed to be acquainted and to work with beautiful teachers Though they were not all level 5, they were still very strong swimmers in the sea, who at the time were not prosperous. So those who found out, who knew just a little about them, would say behind their backs, "How can they be teaching about God and prosperity and all that stuff if they're not rich?" And then later down the road, these teachers sold millions and millions of books and were known throughout the world. Now, these same people who knocked them and judged them now at every opportunity say what good friends they are, best buddies with so-and-so. It's so funny. These teachers, authors, had prosperity consciousness and divine presence running through them, and they knew that there is no time, there is only now, and they did not let appearances sway them from teaching prosperity principles. They knew they were already prosperous and that the illusion of time or appearances would not change truth. Truth is not about appearances in this Maya. It is about consciousness. Remember, I was talking about Wallace D. Wattles before, an amazing illuminated mind. The Science of Being Great, this great book he wrote, here's what he said. When we do small things in a great way, in that certain way, soon we will become great. And he meant the greatness in us is our divine presence. This presence is flowing through as grace. God's grace is the greatness in us. We are simply the vehicle that this grace flows through. Now, I'm going to highly recommend to you guys that you listen to my audio version of The Science of Being Great and The Science of Being Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. Go to emusivation.com. That's spelled emusivation.com to get the download version. Or if you want the CDs themselves, just go to musivation.com or amazon.com and you can get The Science of Being Great and The Science of Being Rich, the Musivation audio versions by Michelle Blood. The reason I'm mentioning that, the reason I even did the audio versions is because I wanted people to really get what Wallace D. Wattles was speaking about, because the man was illuminated and he knew truth. And there's so much power rushing through his words. Okay, back to our book here. Now, I know this topic of judging the world and others is sounding redundant, but be patient and let us visit it again. You know, if we wish to swim to level 3, releasing a judgmental attitude in level 2 is vital. I'll repeat it. It's not just important, it is vital. We must not judge by anyone else's appearance. We do not know what they are going to be doing in the next moment or who they really are. It might be in a nanosecond that their lives and success revs up like, wow, whoosh. But at level 2, we do tend to judge where people are at in their consciousness. Why? Because we want to feel like we are progressing, and sometimes it helps if we think we know where others are at. Releasing judgments will also help us to release once and for all the competitive state of mind. When we are judging, we are also into comparing and competition. We may wonder about who is more spiritual? Was my prayer the prayer that worked for that person? Is my faith stronger than so-and-so? Oh, the ego, the mind, it's just crazy. It wants us to go insane. It really is crazy. So you see, if we have at this stage of listening to this or reading this book thought to ourselves, wow, I know someone who's a little negative who really needs to read this book. Do they? How do you know? We may be judging that we know what someone else needs. That's okay, laugh at it. If, however, we wish to mention this book or the audiobook because we feel the light and it resonates, the truth of these words resonate within us, that's different. Go out and tell everybody about the book. But don't push it on someone because you are judging where they're at. If you know that people are interested in this type of material and this type of light-filled material, please, yes, let them know about the book, but not because you are judging that they need it. We do not know who is more spiritually aware or less than another, and it doesn't matter. We have no idea sometimes who is really standing right in front of us. Sometimes in front of our very own mirror, just waiting to come forth in all of God's glory and grace. Now, these kinds of conflicts in discernment, as mentioned, can come up, though not in everyone, at level two. But generally, level two is a fun and very freeing time as we experience more love and go within. We love to find out about the nutritional foods. We may become vegans. We're interested in meditation just a little bit at level two. We're interested in going to seminars and learning and opening our minds and talking about love. It's fun. It is a fun and freeing time. We are beginning to release our old ways of thinking, and we now have much deeper, intimate friendships with like-minded people who before we would have dismissed immediately from our spheres based on the surface, shallow judgments that we once had at level one. Example, their income, their age, their appearance, or their background. We now have realizations and have fun finding the parking spots we want. Money, opportunities, and fun experiences start coming our way. And life is becoming more joyful, joyous, more meaningful. It's awesome. So level two is a good place to be. At this stage of the world's evolution, not many people even experience level two. Okay, guys, listen up. A word of caution. A word of caution. Okay, listen. When we are at level two, we must be disciplined in our daily practices if we wish, if we truly desire to swim deeper into the sea of eternity and become more mindful of what we are thinking. We do not wish to go back to the mesmerizing shore. Inertia may set in at this level if we allow ourselves to become too cocky. If we go back to the shoreline through laziness and inertia sets in, it will be very painful because we don't really live at the shoreline anymore. It's okay when we don't know, but when we do know that there is more than our bodies and attempt to live back where we were, then we could live very, very, very unhappy, unfulfilled lives. We may think it would be easier to go back to that place before we had this new awareness, but honey, it just isn't. No fun at all. If thoughts of swimming back to the shallow, safe waters come up, next those powerless thoughts. It is only our old thinking or ego attempting to thwart our good. Realize old thoughts do not hold any power. It's just our mind living in the past. The only power there is God. At these times, if we go within, live in the present, and contact our divine presence, all will be well. Trust me, I know. Now remember, we are keeping it very, very simple in this conversation. We may be calling these experiences level one, two, etc. However, as I said before, there are thousands of different levels in between these two levels or three levels. However, you may call them mind states. It doesn't matter. There are thousands we go through to raise our vibration to higher levels. We are simply keeping it simple in this book so that we may all have some understanding of what experiences we have been having or may have in the future. Understanding, as said, releases ignorance and fear. To explain it in a more simplified way, at level two, we become aware that we have a soul and that we are more than our bodies. And that is a beautiful truth to be experienced. Beautiful and fun. Who knew? We begin spiritual practices and we experience new heights of awareness. We meet with new fabulous creative people and life has become magical. Okay. Warning. Another word of caution. Oh, not another word of caution, Michelle. Yes, another word of caution. Now, I was not going to speak of this. However, I feel it may be very important to some of the listeners or readers who are at level two to mention this at this time, as now we are seeking teachers and experimenting with metaphysical studies. If someone is channeling an entity, it is my suggestion to be wise in your discernment before studying with them. They may have great wisdoms that you can relate to, but a lot of their wisdoms could be only based in level one or two, and that is fine. But if we really desire to lift the veil of illusion, then we will come to know that we don't attract anything. It's already here, people. When we've gone through certain challenges in our life, we have things to learn from these experiences, sure. Whether they're health issues, money, relationships, they're all good lessons. If it gets us to a place where we can then move into real truth, the truth from our soul. Now, these channelers are not bad, but nor are they good. They are just doing whatever they're doing. My suggestion is take what rings true for you, look within and feel. Not emotionally, I mean feel with your soul. If it's right for you to follow their advice, your inner voice will guide you. If they never mention meditation or going within to the silence, then perhaps say next. The mystical way is not the psychic way. The mystical way is God teaching us from within directly to us, through us. We do not require a body that does not know it's no longer a body keeping us stuck in the Maya. Mystics teach truth directly from God, not through an entity who call themselves Fred, Martha, or George the Great. So getting back to level two. After a while at this level, we may come to realize that sustaining the continuous mind practices to have a good life is hard and can actually become quite exhausting. This is when we can begin to actually go backwards, and some of us may become despondent and even angry. Why is it so hard now when at first it was so much fun manifesting, getting the great car, more money, better gigs, opportunities? What's going wrong? And then something happens. All of a sudden, we may feel like strangers to ourselves. We look within and feel unworthy or a fraud to all of our so-called spiritual insights and understanding. This is because we have not yet started deeper spiritual practices and regular meditation. We have only really dabbled a little in that style of spiritual practice, just got our feet a little wet. We have allowed our minds to be the only focus instead of the inner silence. We lose energy if we only use our mind or willpower. We must fill up again by allowing the sea of eternity to feed us with light. This light is power, God power. And then we can allow this power to set things in motion and go into deeper waters as we set our intentions and let go, knowing that God's grace is our fuel and source of power. In fact, this is the only power there is. Everything else is a lie pretending to be the truth. So now we can swim into the sea of unlimited consciousness at level three, our soul connection.